a good, no, make that a great Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I'm your host, Maria Wall, and as always, I sincerely hope that each and every one of you has been having a wonderful, wonderful work week, and here we go. I hope that each and every one of you has had a wonderful, wonderful week. And if you haven't, well, this is our 15 minutes of stress, relief, and release. So find your quiet place, get in your favorite easy chair, or maybe if you're in your bedroom, lie down on your back. And just get ready to simply relax. Today, our inspiration is fighting the good fight. Let me ask you this. How many times have you found yourself saying, you know, if things don't turn around for the better, or if I hear one more piece of bad news, then I'm going to throw in the towel. Now, throwing in the towel means different things to different people. Sometimes it means I'm going to give up. Sometimes it means I'm just going to lose it. Or sometimes it means I just want to end it all, literally. So, it's those moments when we need to pull in all of that negative energy and put it in a big ball and then just toss it. Use it as a positive force to take this big ball of negativity and make pretend like we're bowling and we're just going to roll it and start to plow down all of those negative obstacles in our way. Because when we get to that point where we're at the lowest point, we have no place to go but up. And for those of you who are living in that realm of self-denial where you have the perfect life and the perfect home and the perfect job and you're not in any type of financial trouble and you're just having such a wonderful, wonderful life and, you know, a hardship and bad luck or whatever you want to call it never bothers you, then you're the type of person that should be listening to those around you. And when I say that, I mean not just hear people, but actually learn how to pay attention. Listening comes from paying attention. Hearing comes from just going along as status quo. So, I say this because a lot of times people who are crying out for help, they're not standing on a street corner in the middle of a busy intersection shouting it out. They're living in silence. And it's up to each of us to stop living in this me-first mindset and notice what's going on around us in great detail. Now, I say that because a lot of times when something's going wrong in someone's life, everything about them changes. It could be that they don't smile as much, and you used to seeing their million-dollar smile, and suddenly it's gone. Or they seem to be more indrawn, and they become an introvert. They're not as outgoing as they used to be. They don't get involved like they used to be. But instead of us pulling them aside, because in the event that they're the person who's causing them harm is within that listening realm, you want to pull that person aside and find out what's going on. But so many people think, well, if they don't come to me, then it must not be that bad. Because once again, we have this God complex where if you want my help, you have to come and beg for it almost. But it's funny how if suddenly you wake up the next morning and the tables are turned, you would want that friend to jump to your aid immediately and without any type of expectation of appreciation or reward. So the next time you are in the company of the people that you know best, try to see if there's any change in their behavior or their facial expressions, or to see if they get upset easily, because they could be crying out for help. And don't stand up and embarrass them in the middle of a full room and say, "What's wrong with you?" Because number one, if their perpetrator is in that room, they will know. And then that person will pay the price behind closed doors. Take them aside and be as discreet as you can. And just check on your friend or loved one. Just make sure that everything is okay. Because the worst thing you can do is to bash someone who's already broken. It's the worst thing you can do. So with that said, I hope that you're all doing your breathing exercises. Just take some deep breaths in while we listen to the music. And we finish up this discussion. Just remember, but for the grace of God, it could be you needing that help. So look around you. Take time to notice what's going on around you. Take time to notice if your friend is crying out for help, but they're crying out in silence. It doesn't cost you that much effort to say, "Hey, is everything okay?" And to offer assistance. Let them know, "Hey, I'm here for you. No questions asked. If you need a listening ear, I'll be here for you." And be sincere when you say it. I know our show is early today, so welcome guest 1413. Thank you so much for joining me here for our Sunday morning meditation. Let's take some deep breaths in. We only have 7 minutes and 13 seconds left in the show. Deep breaths in. Now exhale. One more time. Close your eyes. I hope you're in a seated position because I don't want anyone to lose their balance with their eyes closed, of course. Take a deep inhale in. Inhale all of this positive, clean air. Now exhale. Let go of all of that negative energy. If someone wronged you this week, right now, you let go. Until you let go of all of this, you can't get a clear mind, and you will not be able to deal with it in a proper manner, because you will end up reacting to it or that person, whatever the situation is of that person, instead of responding to it. And reacting and responding are two very different actions. So remember, when you feel like you're at the end of your rope, and I'll tell you all, I do the Sunday morning meditation and Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio on Saturday evenings because I'm still working my way through my storm, and I'm still healing through my own hurt. And this particular show today, Fighting the Good Fight, was inspired by my own personal life's experiences for the past few weeks. And I do feel like I'm at rock bottom. So, I want you to just remember, when you're that far down, you have no place to go but up. So keep breathing. Close your eyes. And I sense that some of you may be at that point. And if you feel a need to shed a tear, or 12 or 20,000, then do so. Let it out anyway. other than a way that's going to be violent. I'm here with you. As always, we will be returning this coming Saturday, July the 2nd, to our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk radio show that airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. And this week, my very special guest will be Dee Wallace Stone. Some of you may know the name, but for those of you who do not, Dee Wallace is a Hollywood film star. Her films range from some of the scariest to some of the funniest, including Cujo, The Howling, 10, The Frighteners, and Critters. But above all, she was the mother in a film that defined hope and dreams for generations, not just one generation, for generations. She was one of the stars of E.T., The Extraterrestrial. She starred in 4 television series and more than 400 commercials and is one of Hollywood's most sought-after TV guest stars. So join me July the 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time as I welcome Dee Wallace Stone. She's going to be talking to us about her rise to fame and how she coped with the loss of her husband, actor Christopher Stone. And she's also written a new book called Bright Light. And it's spiritual lessons from a life in acting. And again, I'll be welcoming Dee Wallace to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio this coming Saturday evening. And as always, I'll be back here with you on our Sunday morning meditation show. And of course, our topic will probably be part two today, because I think that this is a topic that can be expanded upon. And as always, our music for today is from the Wellness from Women series, and this is the Yoga CD. And, of course, the artist is Chris Conway. Each week, I will be bringing you something that I hope helps you make it through the oncoming week, and it helps you to let go of whatever you've been carrying around from weeks prior. History is called history for a reason. There's nothing you can do about it. It's already happened. So let it go. Clear your mind, body, spirit, and soul. That way, you'll have a clearer head and be more prepared to handle whatever comes your way. So just remember that. Take time to notice your friends and what's going on with them. And of course, if you'd like to contact us, our number is 202-618-2556. Our address is P.O. Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And if you'd like to write to me, my email is mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio is brought to you by The Wall Foundation, which is a 501c3 community and faith-based nonprofit. Thank you so much for all of your support. And as always, I pray each and every one of you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy day, enough smiles to turn that frown of yours upside down, and enough strength and courage to face whatever may come your way. With that said, we only have 42 seconds left. I'm going to pray each and every one of you enough. I hope you join us this Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time as I welcome Hollywood film actress Dee Wallace Stone. And, of course, I'll be back here next Sunday for our regular Sunday morning meditation. Until then, you be blessed. And I pray you a wonderful, wonderful week.